弟兄姊妹们翻到帖撒罗迦前书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn with me to the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5.
帖撒罗迦前书第五章，我们从第一节读到第十一节。
First Thessalonians, chapter 5. We will read from verses 1 through 11.
弟兄们，轮到时候日期，不用写信给你们。
Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you.
因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。
For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难的临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief.
你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness.
所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk get drunk at night.
但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。
Who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him.
所以你们该彼此劝慰。互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
请我们再翻到马太福音二十四章。
Let us turn now to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
三十六节到三十九节。
Verses 36 through 39.
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道。唯独父知道。
But on that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone.
挪亚日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。
But the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去了，人子降临也要这样。
And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
好，请我们低头一点祷告。
Let us bow for a brief word of prayer.
我们感谢你再次呼召你的儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that you have called all your children to gather before you.
我们感谢你，因为这是你复活日子，让我们带着一个欢喜快乐心来到你施恩的座前。
Lord, we thank you because this is the day of your resurrection, and we come with a joyful heart before your throne of grace.
因着你从死复活重生，我们把那永远生命赐给我们，这样我们能够靠这个生命继续活在你的跟前。
From your resurrection, you have given us life to continue living before you.
今早晨仍然求你继续借着你的话来带领我们，让我们常常在话语的光中来生活、来行事、来过地上的日子。
Lord, would you continue to lead us to walk and to live in your light?
今早晨这一点时间里面，一同恭敬仰望在主的面前。
This morning we give everything into your hands.
让这个说话的神继续在我们灵的里面，借圣灵来向我们说话。
With the God who speaks, give us.The Holy Spirit to speak to us.
好，叫你的话声在我们里面能够生根，在我们里面能够扎实，让我们在生命里面来带领我们。
Would your word take root within us and quicken us?
求主仍然用你宝血来遮蔽我们。
Lord, would you cover us with your blood?
因为每次来到你面前, 不靠别的,
Because every time we come before you, we rely only on your blood and the work of your blood.
这样仍然能够坦然无惧来到世人的座前,
that we may come before your throne with confidence.
我们一同仰望,
we look upon you and we ask that you will hear our prayer. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨,燕和弟兄姊妹继续来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
This morning, we'll continue to fellowship with brothers and sisters on 1 Thessalonians.
我们说,帖撒罗尼迦前书乃是使徒保罗写信给教会的头一封书信。
We know that this is a letter written by Paul to this church.
并且是写给刚信主没有多久的基督徒们。
And it is addressed to new believers.
而在帖撒罗尼迦前书,我想也包括后书, 它主要都是讲到主再来这件事情。
And I believe that the letter to the Thessalonians, which includes both the first and second letters,
当我们去读新约圣经的时候, 我们会发觉圣经它安排字句实在是非常奇妙。
This letter has to do with the coming of the Lord, and I think it's very mysterious.
写给教会头一封书信, 在它安排字句里面, 它是摆在教会书信的最后面。
In the sequence of the letters in the Bible, it is placed at the very end.
因为帖撒罗尼迦后书以后呢, 是写给个人的书信。
And the letters that follow 2 Thessalonians are written for the individual believer.
像是提摩太前后书和提多书、腓利门书。
Such as 1 and 2 Timothy, Philemon and Titus.
还有一些是写给散住在各地的那些圣徒们。
And these other letters are addressed to the saints living in various places.
像雅各书, 彼得前书,
such as the letter to James and 1 Peter.
而其他书信呢, 都没有明文的写给对象是谁。
And the other letters do not have a particular specific recipient.
而到新约最后一卷书呢,启示录。
Until we get to the final book, Revelation.
那我们知道启示录呢是论到将来必成的事，还有主在之前在地上所要发生的事情。
And we know the book of Revelation has to deal with things that are to come.
也是讲，主要是讲到主再来这件事情。
And also is concerned with the Lord's coming.
因为当主再来的时候呢，就是神永远旨意成就的时候。
Because the Lord's second coming is when God's will be fulfilled.
所以我们看见圣灵是把这样的书信这个安排这样的次序，让我们看见一件事，一个事实。
So we see the reality manifested through the sequence of these letters by the Holy Spirit.
教会蒙恩的儿女头一件要知道的信息就是主的再来。
That the children of God may know the message of the Lord's second coming.
而到最后启示录仍然讲到主的再来。
And the book of when we get to the book of Revelation, we see that it still talks about the Lord's second coming.
所以我们看见教会头一件最重要的信息就是主的再来，而到最后所要知道的信息仍然是主的再来。
So we see that the most important news in the scripture is the Lord's return, and it still is the Lord's return. Because it lets us see that we have been saved in the hope of this salvation. We have been saved in this hope, and that hope is in the Lord's return. So the most important message for the church is the Lord's return.
因为当主再来的时候呢, 他不仅他自己要进到荣耀里面, 他也把我们这些教会蒙恩的儿女一同带到荣耀里面。
Because when the Lord returns, he will not only enter into glory, but also bring his children into glory.
这是神拯救我们的一个最终的目的。
This is the greatest purpose of our salvation.
所以神拯救我们不是单单叫我们不下地狱，然后进到天堂里面。
So God has saved us not only that we may not enter into damnation and enter into heaven, but but also that we may enter with him into glory. This is such a great, glorious hope for us. So we see that when the gospel has reached the, Thessalonica, they believed the gospel. They received the life and their daily living was transformed. Even though they faced much suffering and persecution. When the apostle wrote to them, it was to let them know that they had hope.
虽然是有苦难，是啊，是不容易环境，但是让他们眼睛呢是定睛在将来。
Even though that they were suffering and going through a tough times, that their eye was on the future.
只有当他们活在这个指望里面的时候，他们才能够胜过环境的试炼考验。
That only by living in this hope would they be able to face the future.
所以同样，我们今天神的儿女们在地上也是一样。
So today, we, God's children, are the same. The Lord says that on earth we will suffer. And everyone, whether believer or non-believer, will have to face suffering. But in the midst of adversity, we have hope. And this hope encourages us and allows us to triumph over many trials. And this hope also lets us know how we ought to live. So last time we discussed how Paul encouraged the saints at Thessalonica. That before the Lord's return, they should live a sanctified life. And they should love one another.
那到第五章里，在到第五章呢，继续告诉他们怎样在主之来之前怎样过生活。
And in chapter 5, he continues to discuss how the saints ought to live.
在五章刚刚我们所读的这段圣经里面，让我们看见当主再来的时候，我们应该过一个警醒、谨守的生活。
From the passage we just read, we know that we have to live live alert and sober. Being alert speaks of being vigilant. And soberness speaks of living a very strict life. So I think this type of living is something we all have to learn.
所以头一个先生他告诉这些圣徒们说，主再来这件事情呢，好像是夜间的劫一样。So
the Lord says to the saints that it's like a thief, his coming will be like a thief in the night.
为什么说主的日子好像是贼一样呢？
So how is the coming of the Lord like a thief in the night?
以前常听这些 弟兄们解释说，讲到主再来像贼一样呢。
We have often heard brothers in the past explain how the Lord's coming is like a thief.
因为贼来就是要偷那些贵重的东西。
When a thief comes, he comes to take away valuables.
所以当主来的时候，就把那些好的基础呢，贵重的、宝贵的，就把它提走了。
So when a thief comes, he comes to take away the things that are valuable to believers.
而那些不好的基础呢，就把 就把它丢在地上，落到他们要落到那大灾难里面受苦。
And he will discard the non-believers to destruction and suffering.
但是我们知道，当贼来的时候，他不仅偷贵重的，那些不值钱的，他只要有办法，他把你搬空一切。
But we know that when a thief comes, he will steal not just things that are valuable, but other things as well that are not valuable.
所以主再来，为什么用 像贼一样呢，这种比喻呢？
So why is this analogy used to describe the Lord's coming?
有弟兄告诉我们说，我们读圣经要看那个前后文的意思是怎么样，才能够知道它意思是怎么样。
So when we read the Bible, we have to look at the context to understand the meaning. And it says that the coming of the Lord will be like a thief in the night.
那是说贼来是十万之间，那是那个时候是人不知道的，所以主也是说他来日子是没有人知道的，那日子那时辰是不知道的。
Because the coming of the thief, the day and the hour of the coming of the thief, like the Lord's return, will be at a time we do not know.
是在这里说，当主来的时候，灾祸就突然临到了。
And so when the thief comes, so will destruction.
如同惨那个临产的妇女一样。
Like travails upon a woman with child.
我们知道一个妇女怀孕，她婴孩什么时候生下来，没有人知道。
No one knows when a pregnant woman will deliver her child.
虽然今天医学比较精准，可以预测她的生产日期。
Even though because of medical improvements, doctors can now surmise the delivery date.
即使准确，预测非常准确，刚好是那一天生产。
It's still very difficult to pinpoint the exact date of.
但是他也不知道是早晨，他是晚上生，还是半夜生。
The doctor doesn't know if the child will be born in the morning, in the evening.
因为可以准确的、很准确推测说在什么时候，小孩子生下来。
No one can accurately predict exactly when the child will be born.
所以主才在说，比如说他来日子就像贼一样。
So the Lord uses this analogy to describe his coming as a thief in the night.
所以主耶稣曾经讲到一个比喻说。
So the Lord previously used an analogy.
所以有一个人他离开他本族到外地去居住。
That a man left his home on a journey.
然后他把权柄交给仆人，分派他们个人当做工作。
And he gave authority to his servants and assigned to him each his task.
也吩咐他看锁门的要好好警醒。
And asked his doorkeeper to keep alert.
因为不知道家主什么时候来。
Because they would not know when the master would return.
后晚上后半夜后是早晨。
Either in the evening or in the midnight, at midnight or in the morning.
因为不知道家主什么时候来，若说他忽然来到说，看见你们睡着的话呢，你们就有祸了。
Because if the master returns and finds them asleep, then they'll be in trouble.
所以再来说，你们要警醒。
So be alert.
因为家主不知道什么时候来。
Because we know not when the master will return.
所以在这里说到主日子好像贼一样啊，是说他不知道。 主什么时候来，没有人知道。So
the day of the Lord will be like the thief in the night, because we do not know when He will come.
一直不知道，所以人需要警醒，需要预备。And
it is because that we don't know that we need to be alert and be prepared.
他说是夜间的贼。Because
He is a thief of the night.
夜间就是讲到黑暗。And
the night speaks of the darkness.
说到当主再来之前的时候，整个世界落到一个极大黑暗里面。
And before the coming of the Lord, the world will fall into great darkness. So we see today that the world is under the hand of the evil one. Because the world is in darkness, all of the actions of the world are corrupt. You see that the world is filled with sin and evil. And when the evil has been made full, then will the Lord return. The Lord says that angels will come one day to reap and throw the tares into the fire. But Revelation tells us.
他说有个天使拿了一个快镰刀。
Revelation tells us that an angel will come with a scythe.
因为地上的葡萄果子已经熟透了。
Because the fruit of the earth is already ripe.
说天使呢收割就把那些葡萄果子呢丢在神愤怒的酒榨当中。
So the angels will come to reap the grapes and throw them into the wrath of the Lord. So when the Lord comes, He will come to judge this evil world.
One day,
one day this world will face the wrath of the Lord's judgment.
所以我们看见今天整个世界是这样的败坏，是这样的败落的一个光景。
So we see how corrupt and downfall in the world is.
我们看见美国这个立国那些的立国者都是非常敬畏神的。
We see that the founders of our nations revere the Lord.
因着他们敬畏神，神也祝福这个美国这个国家。
And because they revere the Lord, God has blessed them.
所以我们看见过去美国在世界各方面，它都是可以说是第一的。
So we can see that because of this, in many aspects, the United States is number one in the world.
但是我们看见今天美国这个国势是越来越败落了。
But we see that that America has deteriorated more and more.
没有人真正他们敬畏神。
Because no one honors the Lord.
特别在那些在位掌权者。
Especially those who are in power.
那些有权势的人。
And people and those who have authority.
没有多久之前，我们看见美国最高法院通过同性恋合法化。
Not long ago, we saw that same-sex marriage was approved.
你看那些总统、那些大法官、这些有权威的人。
And we see that the president and these major judges.
他们公开在那边反对神、抵挡神的话、抵挡神的真理。
And they openly challenge and defy God's word and God's truth.
这些自称为是基督徒的人。
And these self-proclaimed Christians.
落在何等悲哀的一个光景底下。
Have fallen into such a tragic state.
其实这些事情发生也不太意外。
Actually, these things are of no no exception.
因为圣经已经主耶稣在那已经告诉我们说，当主来之前呢，有许多离道反教的事情要发生。
Because the Lord has said that before His coming, many things contrary to His teachings will happen.
因为黑夜已深了。
Because the darkness is deep.
这是主快来时候的一个现象。
Because this is a phenomenon preceding the Lord's return.
所以我们看见当主在之前的时候，在这里告诉我们说，人正说平安稳妥的时候。
So we see that before the Lord's second coming, when people are saying peace and safety,
人不知道有一天灾祸要临到。
These people do not know that one day destruction will happen upon them.
人在那觉得非常平安，非常稳妥，好像没有什么事情发生。
People feel peace. At peace and safe, as if nothing bad could happen.
正如耶稣在福音书里面所告诉我们的。
And the Lord has told us in the gospel.
他说：“挪亚日子怎样，人子降临的日子也怎样。”
So as were the days of Noah, so will be the days of the Son of Man.
挪亚日子是怎样的日子呢？
How were the days of Noah?
圣经告诉我们说，人今日所思想的尽都是恶。
That the Bible tells us that the days of Noah were filled with evil.
凡有血气的都败坏了。
Everything of blood and flesh was corrupt.
世界在神面前都败坏了。
That the entire world was corrupt.
所以当挪亚日子如何，人子降临日子也是如何。
So how the days of Noah were, well, how the days will be.
当洪水来之前，人照常在那里吃喝嫁娶。
Before the days of the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving marriage.
那说明说一切都是正常的，在那运作。
Which speaks of everything that was happening, that was normal.
世界没有什么太大的变化，对人来说好像是平安稳妥。
There were no major changes in the world, and everything was peaceful and safe.
所以我们看一下今天地上的人是不是也是这样的一个情形呢？
So.We see that the people of this world today are in a similar situation, are they not?
照常吃喝嫁娶，一切好像非常的正常。
They're eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage as they normally do.
没有什么太多，世界好像没有什么变化。
As if there are no major upheavals in the world.
没有什么太多担忧的事情。
That there are really no things to worry about.
人在那说平安了，平安了，稳妥了，稳妥了。
And people say peace, peace, safety, safety.
他说，人是在夜间，人是在夜间睡觉。
People sleep at night.
我们知道什么时候我们觉得最平安稳妥的时候呢？
When do we feel the most peaceful and most safe?
一个人睡觉的时候。
when we are sleeping.
沉睡的时候, 那真是非常平安稳妥的时候。
When we are in deep sleep is when we are the most at peace.
一个沉睡的时候, 说到发生什么事情, 他都不知道。
Because when one is in deep sleep, one does not know what is happening.
他不觉得。
And he does not feel.
甚至房子烧起来, 他也不知道。
Even if his house were to catch on fire, he wouldn't know.
因为他在沉睡当中, 他觉得非常平安。
Because in the deepness of his sleep, he feels so peace, so secure.
没有什么事情。
Nothing, as if nothing.
等到灾祸临到的时候, 他已经来不及逃脱了。
And when destruction finally happens, he has no way to escape.
所以刚刚我们读到马太福音告诉我们说, 不知不觉, 洪水来了, 就把他们冲走了。
And so Matthew tells us that before they knew it, the flood washed them all away.
在这里告诉我们说, 灾祸就忽然临到了。
And it says here that destruction will come upon them suddenly.
这忽然临到呢, 中文翻的也翻得不错, 但是英文呢, 我觉得更好一点。
The Chinese translation for this particular line of scripture is good, but I think the English rendition is even better.
英文是说 overtake.
The English version says overtake.
它就是突袭。
That means to overtake.
就忽然，我们叫突袭，就说你根本没有预料，忽然之间人家就要攻击你了。
It means that you're suddenly attacked.
所以灾祸就忽然突袭你了。
So destruction suddenly attacks you.
我觉得那不知不觉翻得非常好。
And I think that this translation of before they knew it, it came upon them suddenly is a good translation.
不知就是你不知道事情要发生。
In Chinese, they don't know that something is happening.
不觉就是你一点感觉都没有。
And they don't feel that anything is happening.
所以这个说明人今天活在地上的时候, 对主来这件事情真是不知不觉。
And so when the Lord comes, it will be something that will take people unawares.
所以他说, 当灾祸临到的时候, 他们绝不能逃脱。
When destruction comes, they will not be able to escape.
为什么? 因为人在夜间, 在黑暗里面, 在那睡觉了, 在那沉睡了。
Because people are in darkness and they are in deep sleep.
所以即使我们今天传福音给别人, 讲到, 主有一天要再来地上, 要审判这个世界。
So although we may spread the gospel to others that the Lord will one day return and judge the world,
人不相信, 人也拒绝这样的话。
People still do not believe and reject the gospel because people are asleep. Because people feel at peace and safe.
想那些是要多余的，没有必要想那些好像不可能说那些虚幻的事情。
They think of the things that don't matter and the things that are empty.
他说，不仅人是在夜间睡了，人也是醉了的人也是在夜间醉。
For those who sleep, they're sleeping at night, and those who drunk, get drunk at night. We know that those who get drunk do so to fulfill their own fleshly needs. They only think of enjoyment for today. And the Apostle Paul says, if not for the resurrection, then we eat and drink today only to die tomorrow. Because we wouldn't know about the coming of the Lord. And wouldn't know about the judgment. But the church knows that the Lord will return. That one day the Lord will come to judge this earth.
更多，切上一下教会人，他们蒙恩得救以后。
But we thank the Lord that when the Thessalonians received the Lord.
保罗说，弟兄们，你们不在黑暗里面。
Paul says that the brethren are no longer in darkness.
将那日子临到你们，像贼一样。
That the day would overtake them like a thief.
主来的日子对不信的人是像贼一样。
The coming of the Lord to those who do not believe is like the coming of a thief.
但是对蒙恩的儿女们却不是像贼一样。
But to God's children, His coming will not be like a thief.
对不信人，因为他们不知道有主在这件事情。
But to believers, it will be so because they do not know about the Lord's second coming.
但是对信主的儿女们知道主要再来。
But to the Lord's children who believe, it will be His coming.
所以他说你们不在黑暗里面，当那日子临到你们的时候，不像不要像贼一样。
He says you are not in darkness, so that when the Lord comes again, it will not be like a thief.
因为我们是光明之子，我们是活在光明的里面。
Because we are sons of light and we live in the darkness. In
the 我们不再属黑暗。
And we are not of the darkness.
虽然我们也知道那日子那时辰我们不知道。
We do not know which day it will be.
但是因为我们在光明里面，我们有光，有神的话。
But in the light, we have God's word.
说主在这件事情，那日子对我们来说不是像贼，主来的时候不是像贼一样。
So on the day of the Lord, His coming will not be like a thief.
因为主的话里面有许多告诉我们。
Because God's word tells us so.
主耶稣在登山宝训，是在那感恩山最后要上十字架之前。
During His sermon on the mount.
讲了许多主在之前，世界上有许多兆头，有许多事情要发生。
The Lord spoke of many omens that would happen.
他说有假先知出来要迷惑人。
He spoke of the appearance of false prophets to deceive others.
他说在地上有打仗的风声，民攻打民国，攻打国。
He spoke of the sound of war of a country, of nation against nation.
多处有饥荒，有地震。
He spoke of famine and earthquakes.
所以我们看见今天地上充满了战争。
So we see today that the world is full of warfare.
虽然这个战争自有人以来。 一直征战，一直不断的发生。
And these wars continue to happen unceasingly.
但是没有特别像今天这个时代战争是普遍性的。
To the point where today war has become so common.
你看，特别在中东，在北非那一带。
Particularly in the Middle East and in Northern Africa.
国攻打国，民攻打民，咱们内战到处都在发生。
Nation against nation, citizen against citizen, civil wars are happening all over the place. And many disasters.
饥荒也是非常厉害的。
And the famine is very severe also.
有的地方是干旱，有的地方又是大水，造成许多收成的粮食的欠缺。
While some places have extreme drought, others have extreme flooding, and resulting in a shortage of food.
整个天气的变化是无常的。
And there's a great climate change.
地球的暖化问题, 所谓圣婴的现象,
and the phenomenon of global warming.
冷热是无常的,
as it's not normal.
今年那个, 夏天七月, 报纸说, 上海的人要需要穿那个秋天的衣服。
Newspapers reported that this past July, people in Shanghai had to start putting on their autumn clothes.
有的地方还下雪,
and in some places, it even snowed.
所以我们看整个现象，看见这个地上好像越来越不合适合人居住了。
So we see from all these phenomena that the earth is becoming more and more an inhospitable place to live.
所以我们是知道主要再来的人。
So we who know of the Lord's coming.
一方面，外面许多现象来提醒我们。
Have all of these signs to remind us.
一方面，圣灵在里面也有让你也有感觉。
And on the other hand, we have the feeling about the coming of the Holy Spirit, which tells us the coming of the Lord is near. So the Lord says you can learn from the parable of the fig tree. That when the fig tree blossoms, that the summer will be near.
这样你们看这一切事情，就该知道人死尽了，正在门口。
And from all these things, you should see that the Son of Man is near, standing at the door. And after seeing all these things. So each of these things that the Lord has spoken of has happened. And all of these things have happened. And heaven and earth will pass. Old clothing that the Lord will roll up. A new earth and a new heaven will appear. One day the Lord will reign on earth forever. brothers and sisters, this is the hope that the gospel has
brought us.
So we see that the Thessalonian church is a church that has hope. And all who are of the Lord have this hope.
所以保罗说,不要睡觉,总要警醒,总要警守。
So Paul says, do not fall asleep, but be alert and sober.
你们不要睡觉像别人一样。
Do not sleep like others.
因为我们是属白昼,我们是光明的儿女。
Because we are the sons of light and the sons of day.
我们是活在光明的当中。
And we live in the light.
主话一再提醒我们。
And the Lord once again reminds us.
因为当一个人在那边警醒的时候,
because when someone is awake,
在不睡觉的时候,
and when he is not asleep, he can hear the footsteps of the thief when he comes.
当有人在那边开门窗的时候,
and he can also hear the sound of someone opening the door and window. So brothers and sisters, when we live in alertness and sobriety, we are able to hear the footsteps of the
thief.
So when we live in light, we know that the Lord's coming will not be like a thief. Because we know that the footsteps of the Lord are near. So when the world seems to be safe and at peace, when people are satisfying their own desires, God's children should be living in vigilance.
怎样是警醒呢?
How to be alert? In the Bible, alertness is often connected with prayer. When the Lord brought his disciples to Gethsemane, three disciples remained with him to keep watch and to pray. And the Lord continued to pray to his Father there. And after he finished praying, he returned and saw that his disciples had fallen asleep. And the Lord said to them, you must be alert so that you do not fall into temptation. So ultimately, the disciples failed because they could not remain alert to pray. So in the Gospels, the Lord tells them to be alert. You be prepared. Because before you know it, the Son of Man will come. So it is like the parable. The parable of the ten virgins who all had lamps. And the lamps speak of the Lord of
God.
And they had oil, but only a little bit of oil. When the bridegroom came, these five virgins says, our lamps are about to go out. And their lamps were very dim. Even though they were able to save, but their oil was not sufficient. At this time, Eli.
那时候告诉我们说呢，以利眼目昏花。
That his eyes were dim.
他说店里的灯快要灭了。
Because the light in the temple is very dim.
正如这五个愚拙的，他们灯快要灭了。
And the five foolish virgins were about to.
而那几个聪明的童女，因为他们预备油，或者说他们油比较多。
And so the five prudent virgins had prepared enough oil.
我是说到圣灵。
And the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit.
所以它里面充满了圣灵。
And so they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以神对神的话对他们来说是明亮，是清楚的。
So to them, the word of the Lord was clear and bright.
所以他们知道主来的日子近了。
So they knew that the coming of the Lord was near.
他们正警醒等候新郎而来到。
Because they were waiting. Alert and sober for the coming of the groom. So when the bridegroom finally arrived at midnight, that they They went in to the house with the bridegroom and his feast.
感谢神到启示录末了告诉我们有一个羔羊的婚宴。
So we thank the Lord for this, this revelation.
心腹预备好了。
The bride is prepared.
蒙恩他们预备好蒙恩得穿冠冕洁白细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And the bride has been clothed in fine linen, which is the righteous acts of the saints.
因为他们预备好了。
Because they have prepared.
他们怎么行义？不仅是被神称义，他们也要行义的事情。
They, not only have they been called righteous, but their actions are righteous.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们生活就是一种预备。
So brothers and sisters, our living today is a type of preparation.
我们怎样生活，就是说到我们怎样预备自己。
And our living shows how.We prepare.
一个人咱们警醒祷告等候主的再来。
How we remain alert and pray in preparation for the Lord's coming.
当有天主来的时候。
For when the Lord one day returns.
他们就可以一同进到国度里面享受那个丰富的宴席。
They can enter into the kingdom to enjoy the feast.
不仅警醒也要谨守。
Not only.To be alert, but also sober.
谨守就是清醒，不是昏睡的。
And sober, meaning clear of mind.
所以警醒呢，是说到我们生活不是一个随意的生活。
And soberness, speaks of, our lives not lived carelessly.
这是一个严肃的时代。
Because this is a very, strict time.
所以我们需要一个严肃的生活。
Which requires a strict living.
底下就告诉我们说，谨守的生活就是一个真正的生活。
So, it tells us that a strict life is a life of warfare.
因为在这里讲到说要用有护心镜，有头盔要戴上。
Because we need to put on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of the hope of salvation.
不然这两样兵器都是真正所必须用的东西。
And these two pieces of equipment are both used in warfare.
他说要用信心和爱心当作护心镜。
He says to wear faith and love as a breastplate.
我们知道在以弗所书第六章那里也告诉我们说，神所赐的全副军装。
We know that in Ephesians, the Lord says to put on the full armor of God.
在那里我们要以那个天空属灵界的恶魔在那里征战。
To stand against in warfare against the devil.
那也讲到了，也讲到了复兴镜，他是说用公义做复兴镜来保护我们。
And the breastplate is made of righteousness.
保护我们的心。
To protect our hearts.
他用那个救恩的头盔保护我们的头。
And use the helmet of salvation to protect our heads.
所以我们知道一个人身体身上的心跟头是一个很重要一个部位。
So we know that our heads and hearts are very important parts of our body.
这两个地方都受伤很容易致命。
These two parts can be injured very easily.
所以一面我们要用公义做我们父心性的保护我们的心，保护我们胸部。
So we need to protect our hearts and to protect our heads.
因为仇敌常常在里面来控告我们。
Because the enemy often accuses us.
那里面没有良心，没有平安。
So that our conscience is troubled.
所以我们就要用公义来对付他。
So we have to oppose him with righteousness.
让我们看见我们是已经被神所称义的人。
That because we have been called righteous by the Lord.
所以保罗说，谁能控告我们呢？
So Paul says, who can accuse us?
谁能控告我们这些蒙神所拣选的人？因为神已经称他们为义了。
Who can accuse God's elect? For God has called them.
谁能定我们的罪呢？
Who can crucify us?
因为基督已经为我们死，又为我们复活了。
Because Christ has already died and rose for us.
所以我们要用公义来保护我们的心。
So we must use righteousness to shield our hearts.
而在这里说要用信心和爱心来做护心镜。
It says here to use faith and love as a breastplate.
用信心来保护我们心。
To use faith to protect our hearts.
那就是我们对主要常常存一个信心。
That is, we need to have faith for the Lord.
特别贴上一下教会落在这个苦难的当中。
Especially since the Thessalonian church has fallen into this state. Into this state of tribulation, they need faith even more to protect their hearts. We see that even though we are not faithful, he is faithful. Because he cannot deny himself. So use faith and love as a breastplate. Because when someone has fallen into tribulation, his faith will suffer. When it seems that the Lord is not listening to prayer, it's during that time that faith is needed. And use love as a breastplate. That the love of the Lord may fill us often. Because when someone is filled with the love of the Lord, and during any trials, he knows that the Lord is with him. That the Lord has not departed from him. So how can we let the love of the Lord fill us? How can we often enjoy the love of the Lord? The Lord says, if you obey my commandments, you will be in my love. Because the will of the Lord is hidden in his love. Being able to have the love of the Lord, and it has greatly to do with the Lord's word. When Timothy was being tried, Paul wrote to him and encouraged him, saying, faith and love store up the word of the Lord. So when you believe in the Lord of the word of the Lord, obeying the word of the Lord and loving him, then the Lord's love will fill us.
So
in faith and love, store up the word of God. And to use the hope of salvation as a helmet. Use the hope of salvation as a helmet. That is to say, we should constantly think of salvation of the Lord. This is an all transforming salvation. This is salvation that has already been accomplished. This is the salvation that the Lord has given to us. So we should not allow any other thoughts to penetrate our minds. To let bad things seep in. In this way, our heads are protected. It says here to use the hope of salvation as a helmet. So what is this hope of salvation? Before the coming of the Lord, our bodies will be redeemed. So this salvation is not the salvation from when we first believed. Because this is still, salvation is one that we still hope for. So when we think of glorious hope of salvation, then our heads will be protected. And we will know that we are people of hope. And then the enemy will not be able to attack us.
口里到我们心思里面就不会种下那些不好的东西。
And then the enemy will not be able to plant those bad things in us.
所以我想这是个谨守的生活。
So I think this is a life of sobriety.
谨守的生活就是我们要恐惧战惊，一直活在神面前。
That we have to live in fear before the Lord.
因为这是个邪恶时代。
Because this is an evil generation.
对我们基督徒来说是一个征战的一个时代。
And to us believers, it is an era of war.
所以都是我们过一个谨守、一个严谨的生活。
So we must live a life of alertness and soberness.
我们不是过一个随意的、无所谓的生活。
And we shouldn't live a life of carefreeness.
我们在这个黑暗时代当中，我们成为光明的儿女。
And in this world of darkness, we are sons of light.
因为有神的话常在里面提醒我们。
Because the word of the Lord is stored in us, reminding us that day, the day of the Lord,
对我们来说不是一个像谁一样。
To us will not be like the coming of the thief.
因为我们是明亮的。
Because of light.
虽然也知道那日子那时辰没人知道。
Even though no one knows that exact day or hour.
但是因为我们警醒在神面前。
But when we are vigilant before the Lord, we see that in spite of all things that are happening, we know that the Lord's footsteps have already approached the door. So Paul says we are not in darkness. That the day would overtake us like a thief.
因为我们是属光明的，我们是神的儿女。
Because we are of light, children of God.
神已经借着他的话告诉了我们。
The Lord has used His word to tell us.
主要再来。
That He will return.
这是我们得救的一个盼望。
This is the hope of our salvation.
这是拯救我们一个最终的目的。
This is the ultimate purpose of our salvation.
因为当主再来的时候。
Because when the Lord returns.
他不仅要审判这个世界。
And He will come to judge the world.
他更是要把我们一同带到荣耀国度里面。
And to bring us into glory.
因着这个盼望。
And because of this hope.
叫我们知道如何在地上过一个警醒、谨守的生活。
We can know how to live a life that is alert and sober.
叫到那天的时候，我们能够坦然无惧来到主的面前。
So that on that day we can come boldly before the Lord.
我们也可以站立在他面前。
And we can stand firmly before Him.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be grateful to us.
我讲到这里。
My sharing will conclude here.
我在说这是对教会最重要的信息。
And I would like to say that this is the most important message to the church.
教会最后的信息。
And it is the last message to the church. It is the Lord's coming.
感谢主，今天有几位五位弟兄姊妹要受浸归在主的名下。
And we thank the Lord today that there are five brothers and sisters who will be baptized in the name of the Lord.
当他们开始走这条基督徒生活的时候。
And when they embark on the life of a believer,
让他们看见我们得救乃是再乎盼望。
May they be victorious and see this, have this hope.
就盼望有一天主要再来。
Have this hope of the Lord's return.
因为那日子也是我们得荣耀日子。
Because that day is also the day on which we will receive glory.
谢谢